For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Sisyphus was a figure in Greek mythology. He was condemned to spend eternity rolling a heavy boulder up a hill, yet he could never reach the top. The boulder would eventually roll back down, crushing him, after which he would recover and start the process again. Either drug warriors have never heard of Sisyphus, or they just don't get it. The U.S. State Department reported earlier this month that cocaine production in South America is expanding. Peru and Bolivia have seen remarkable increases in the past few years. Years ago, those two nations had been the world's leading producers. The U.S. for quite some time has been focusing its anti-cocaine efforts on Colombia, currently the world's top coca producer. The Economist magazine reports that the replanting of coca now pretty much matches the rate of eradication. In addition, growers are using higher-yielding plants and cultivating in new areas, including national parkland, where eradication has to be done by hand rather than through aerial spraying of herbicides. Meanwhile, Bolivia's new president, Evo Morales, who is also the leader of Bolivia's coca farmers, is promoting an alternative. He and a growing number of others feel the best approach would be to give coca farmers a legal market. Tea, wine, chewing gum, and a variety of other products. Such products would consume much of the now illicit coca crop, crushing the cocaine industry overnight. Our present course means continued failure. Unlike Sisyphus, we have a choice. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. The other day, I heard a report on the radio. It said that there are parts of Africa where the AIDS epidemic is so severe that they are awash in a sea of orphan children. So many that they can't possibly care for them all, and a ghastly triage system is used to reserve care for those with the best chance of survival. Children born with the virus live short, hard lives. The children are taught one of the few skills useful to people who are unlikely to see their 10th birthday. They're taught how to build their own coffins. But children born with AIDS contract the disease at birth, and there is a drug available that can prevent a woman from infecting her newborn child. Now, what should we say when a dying woman asks for help, not for herself? There's no hope for her, but for her unborn child. A pill that costs just pennies can give her child a chance at life. Black Americans spent $5.2 billion last year getting high. $14 million a day. If all black Americans who use drugs declared a week of sobriety and pooled that money, we could send $100 million to end the suffering of those orphans in Africa. $100 million a week for drugs to make us feel good. But how much better would we feel if we knew that the drugs we were buying were saving innocent lives? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.